What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take a look, shall we? Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The management of the National Bingos was in the public eye on Tuesday in the Budget Commission of the National Assembly, the day that Edgar Forero, manager of the entity, supported the budget for 2024. During the day, the independent deputy, Juan Diego Vasquez, disapproved of the high salaries and the deficiencies that the National Bingos present. It was a scenario similar to the one that occurred in 2022, when Vasquez questioned the manager of the institution because a relative of his wife was part of the payroll of the gambling institution. On this occasion, the independent deputy called attention to the lack of sustainability and the little action of its authorities. You're not sustainable. You're spending people's money, and I'm going to give you information on how you can be more sustainable. That, the manager, who does not support the institution, does not earn $6,000, said the parliamentarian in the Budget Commission of the National Assembly. In fact, Vasquez criticised that in the National Bingos they have large salaries, but they are not bearing fruit and they are not selling cards either. He even regretted that only 300 people go to bingo at weekends. I hope that the person that wants to go wherever they want to play, and it is not a condemned bingo room that doesn't work, opens 3 days a week and has holes in the ceiling, he said. When questioned, Isidoro Bermudez, a lawyer for the National Bingos, responded that he entered the institution on the 16th of May of this year, with which he said he was unaware of any flaws or weaknesses there. However, he considered that bingo should be more supported. While Forero mentioned that they sold with the support of the Comptroller General of the Republic, the lack of regulation and the income from the sale of the bingo stores. For the National Bingos, the Ministry of Economy and Finance recommended a budget of $1.1 million for 2024, and everything will be for operation. Ricardo Lombana, founder and presidential candidate of the Movimiento Otro Camino Moca, is already reluctant to agree to an electoral alliance with what he calls traditional parties, and conditions that any agreement with Cambio Democratico, the CD, and the Panamanista for the general elections of May the 5th of 2024. Now today, the three candidates from the traditional parties represent more of the same. And it's a mistake to think that Panama's problems are solved if Ricardo Martinelli doesn't win. It is more serious than that, said Lombana, in a conversation with journalists and members of the board of directors of Corporación La Prensa S.A. yesterday. Lombana arrived accompanied by part of his work team, Julio Linares, Jorge Quijano, Leonor Calderón, Jorge Conte, and Andrés de la Iglesia. His sister was also with them. This was Maria Laura Lombana. There is no possibility that I go down in favour of a traditional party, he remarked, and then he put a condition. If they recognise that they are co-responsible for what is happening today and step aside, we can talk, but there is no such commitment. Communication with the other groups is, at this moment, virtually broken, and the only agreement the MOCA is currently working is one with the candidates for free application, who are in the Vamos coalition, led by the independent deputy Juan Diego Vasquez. That is our natural alliance. To do otherwise is to go against everything the movement has stood for since its founding, he noted. The last day to communicate the electoral alliances to the Tribunal Electoral is September the 30th. As for José Isabel Blandón, he confirmed on Wednesday that whoever is going to lead an opposition alliance facing the general elections next year will be defined in the coming weeks. With this, Blandón denied what José Alberto Álvarez of the Social Independent Alternative Party, known as PAIS, had previously announced. Alvarez had said that Romelu Roux, presidential candidate of the Cambio Democratico, the CD party, would head the political alliance between the Panamanista party, the CD, and PAIS. Neither Roux nor I have agreed who is going to lead the alliance, said Blandón, who described Alvarez's statements as unfortunate. What's more, Blandón asked Alvarez to take this issue of alliances more seriously. For his part, Brew also told the media that until consensus is reached on issues of national interest, no one thinks about who will lead the political alliance with a view to the 2024 elections. We're going to continue talking. This is not an electoral alliance, said Roux, arriving in the afternoon for lunch precisely with Blandón and Alvarez. At the end of the meeting, the politicians reiterated that the talks are ongoing. The boards of CD and the Panamanismo, each on their own, would be ratifying the alliance on the 16th of September. It must be remembered that between Friday, the 1st of September, and Saturday, the 30th, is the period for political parties to formalise their alliances before the electoral tribunal. The technical table to analyse the adjustment of the minimum wage will be installed next week. This was announced by Minister of Labour and Labour Development, Doris Zapata, who was present at the presentation of the Labour report of the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama. We're going to install and analyse this issue of workers' income at the minimum wage table, which will be installed next week. We're going to analyse the cost of the basic basket and where the economy is going, she said, detailing that on August the 30th it will be formally installed. She recalled that this table will be made up of representatives of the government, private companies and the workers. The study presented by the Chamber of Commerce revealed that in Panama, the average income is $728 a month, and 7 out of 10 Panamanians earn less than $1,000. It's also estimated that 28% of the employees, that is 299,617 people, earning between $600 and $799, only 3%, by the way, earn from $3,000 and onwards. The cost of the food basket, measured by the Authority for the Protection of Consumers and Defense of Competition, ACODECO, was located at the end of June at $271.73. The lowest cost at $290.17, and the average and the highest cost was $324.39. Now, while the Ministry of Economy and Finance reports that the basic family basket at the end of April this year was at $345.19. The last minimum wage adjustment was made in December of 2021 and came into effect from January of 2022 until the end of this year, 2023. Now, on that occasion, the adjustment ranged between 1.5% and 2% in some activities. The Labour Minister indicated that reducing unemployment is a challenge that must be undertaken by a joint effort between the public and the private sectors. She said that this year they expect the unemployment rate to decrease by at least 3 percentage points. The National Institute of Statistics has stated that unemployment is at 8.9%, and we must remember that at the peak of the pandemic we reached 18%. We have been recovering positively, and we aspire to a further 3% reduction, indicated the minister. She argued that one of the concerns is focused on also reducing the number of people in the informal market. It was specified that they will reinforce the work to give young people tools to enter the labour market and gain experience, given the youth unemployment rates presented by the Chamber of Commerce. On the morning of this Wednesday, 23rd of August, five criminals robbed the Banco General branch located on Ernesto T. Lefebvre Avenue in Panama City. In videos captured by witnesses, the criminals can be seen wearing masks, caps, and after committing the robbery, left in a grey van. No injured or deceased persons were reported, confirmed the National Police, the bank itself, and the Public Ministry as well. So far, no people have been apprehended, and the amount of money that was stolen is unknown. Two criminals were the ones who entered the bank, and another three subdued the security agent, detailed the superior prosecutor Julio Villarreal in charge of the investigations. To escape, they used violence on the bank's security door. For their part, the police reported that they were carrying out operations to find those responsible for this criminal action. Later it was announced that the vehicle allegedly used by the criminals to flee the bank was abandoned on 3rd Street, in the Rio Abajo sector. The car was reported stolen. For its part, Banco General pointed out on social networks that both clients and collaborators are safe. The assaulted branch remained closed yesterday and will reopen today, Thursday. The primary care section of the Metropolitan Prosecutor's Office is conducting the corresponding investigations. Now, it should be remembered that on the 25th of July, there was also a robbery at the branch of the same bank, and which is located in Il Ingenio in Betania, and this was from which a sum of $28,500 was stolen. In this regard, Prosecutor Villarreal said that there is a lot of similarity with the previous robbery of this same branch, this same bank. So he does not rule out that there is an organised group specifically to commit this type of theft. And there we go. That's it. That's our look for this morning. Some of the items in the local news compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.